Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis, and we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday the Chelek that deals with Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and we began Simen Tov Kuv Pei Aleph, and we began reading Sif Aleph, and that's where we are in the middle of Sif Aleph today. We'll start at the top of Nun Beis Omud Beis, reminding ourselves that we read in the Mechaber yesterday that the Sfardim hold that you start saying Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul, whereas Ashkenazim, the Ramah tells us, Lomar Slichos b'yom Rishon shelifnei Rosh Hashanah, that we start saying Slichos from the Matzei Shabbos that is right before Rosh Hashanah. That's when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday. So if Rosh Hashanah comes out on other days, we'll see we start also on Matzei Shabbos, but it's not necessarily going to be the Matzei Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. For example, if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, so then we're not going to start on the Matzei Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. It'll be the week before that, as we'll see that in a moment in the Ramah. We have one Mishnah Berurah to finish up from yesterday, short one, Siv Katan Hey, where when we said Birom Rishon Shalvnei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Lamar Yom Rishon Shalashavua Shacholavnei Rosh Hashanah. As I just said, this is referring to the Matzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah in the year that Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday. Rosh Hashanah is limited. It can't come out on Lo Adu Rosh. It can't come out on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. So when Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday, or if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, so then the prior Matzei Shabbos will be what the Ramah is telling us, B'yom Rishon Shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. But if Rosh Hashanah comes out on either a Monday or a Tuesday, so then it's not going to be the immediate prior Matzei Shabbos. It will be the Matzei Shabbos that is the week beforehand. So now we continue in the Ramah on the second line on Nun Beis Amud Beis. V'im Chol Rosh Hashanah Sheni Oshlishi, as I just mentioned, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on the other 2 days of the week other than Thursday and Shabbos, Lo Adu Rosh, it can't come out again on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If it comes out, therefore, on Monday or Tuesday, then Maschilim Yom Rishon Shavuah Shalafanav. He brings down from the Minhagim that this is what I just said. We start not the immediate prior Matzah Shabbos because then it'll be too short. We won't have the 4 days of Slichos that we want to have to make up for the 4 days that we can't fast during the Aseres Me'etshuva because of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur that you can't fast. So we add on at least 4 days of Slichos, and therefore if Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or on Tuesday, you wouldn't have the 4 days. So therefore, we want to move the Matzah Shabbos to the prior week beforehand. Mishbur explains Sivkot Nvav. Mishum Shahabei Noag Milsanos Asar Yom Yom Kippur. As I just said, that there is a custom to fast 10 days, which includes Yom Kippur. And therefore, Ulolam Yachsu Arbor Yomim, Mirush Chodesh Ad Yom Kippur, you're going to miss out on 4 days because Shlo Yuchul Lahan Sanos, you can't fast, as I said, the Ainu Shnei Yomim Rosh Hashanah, Shabbashuva, the Erev of Yom Kippur. So therefore, Lachoch Lekach Tzorch Lahashim Arbor Yomim Kodim Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, Kadeshia Yom Misuyim Lahaschola, and therefore, so we should have a set day when to start. So they were Masaki and Tiknu Yom Rishon B'chol Pam. We start on Sunday, which is Matzah Shabbos, every time. Furthermore, another reason why we would dafka have 4 days, he brings down in the Shaar Tzion Os Beis from the Elyon Rabbah, Shekem Otzinim B'Korbanos, Shetunim Bikra, Mimum, Arbor Yom, and Kol Makrova, that we check out the Korbanos, we set them aside 4 days beforehand to check them to make sure that they don't have a mum, no blemishes that would possible them from being brought as Korbanos. Ovechola Korbanos, the Parashos Pinchas, it says, Vikraptim Olah. And in the Parashos and Pinchas, where it discusses the Korbanos, it says, Vikraptim Olah, Rosh Hashanah, Ksiv Asisim Olah. Therefore, the similarity in the words over here is to teach us, Lame, Shiv Rosh Hashanah, Yasa Adam Asmo, Kilu Makriz Asmo. So a person should view himself as a carbon when he's coming towards Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you check yourself out for 4 days. So we add on these 4 days at least, that is a minimum, to go and check ourselves out is part of our tshuva process. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, even though we normally don't put on a talis before dawn, and we're saying the slichos bashmores in the last third or fourth of the night, well before dawn, and therefore one theoretically shouldn't be wearing a talis, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is that the shliach tzibur goes and wears a talis, even though it is prior to dawn. And you see this in the Shaar Tzion Oz Gimel. He brings this down from the Morgan Avram in the name of Lavush. And he says as well, from the Morgan Avram, the Chol Over Lefnei Ateva Tzorot Lesativ. In general, the person who's davening as the Chazan should wear a talis because of Kovod HaTzibur, not because it's a chiv to wear a talis. So in some places they wear a talis even by Maariv. And certainly on Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night, the minhag gets to wear a talis. So this is for Kovod HaTzibur and not because of a chiv of wearing a talis. The Mishnah Berurah does add, however, Aval Oz, Einam Avarich, Olav afshu beged hamiyuchel liyom. Even if you're putting on the regular daily talis, but you're putting it on before olas hashachar, putting it on the ashmaris, the last third of the night, fourth of the night, so then we don't make a brach on it. Because given shalosh b'layla, since you're putting it on at night, the yesh deya, the pater oz mitzitzis, and we go, like the opinion that says, layla lazman tzitzisu, so therefore, don't make a bracha then. And this was discussed, k'dilel, in Simon Yud Ches, as brought down by the Lavush here, and we learned this at the very beginning of our Dirshu Mishnah Brewer Yomi program in Simon Yud Ches. Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down, b'di'evet, if you did forget yourself and you made the bracha, so we learned over there in Sifkat and Yud, shelo yazov yivarach, then don't make another bracha, because maybe we passing like the Rush, that technically if you're wearing a daytime garment like a talis, at night, you do make a bracha on it. It's only if you're wearing pajamas that you don't make a bracha on them, even if you wear them during the day. So a four-cornered pajama, you wouldn't make a bracha on it even during the day, according to the Rush, and a four-cornered garment like a talis, which is a day garment, you'd wear it at night, you'd have to make a bracha on according to the Rush. So therefore, b'di'evet, if you made a bracha on it by putting it on before olas hashachar, you don't repeat the bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, the Taz disagrees. The Taz, he sigalav, the lama lo la'achli sasman l'dover sheish v'sofik. He says, what are you looking for trouble? There's a machlokas over here. Do we pass on like the Taz or not? So don't put on your talis in the night. Alkein lo yitol oz talis shalom. There's only a chiv to make a bracha if it's your talis. So don't put on your talis. And also, don't take the talis of the tzibur. Lo talis shal kol, shugam ken kishalom, because the basic principle of wearing the talis of the tzibur is that the tzibur essentially buys it as a group, and whoever's wearing it, it becomes theirs for that time that they're wearing it. So then you would have to make a bracha even on the talis of the tzibur. And this is mentioned in Dirshu footnote number 15. Hatam shenachsheres ketalis shelo. So we learned in Simon Yud Dalet, kivin shal da zeh konu osar kol. That's why the tzibur bought it. So whoever wears it, it's considered like their talis. However, he brings down, then there are those that say, you wouldn't have to make a bracha if you're wearing the tzibur's talis. If you're putting it on, however, as a malbush of a mitzvah, then you would have to go and make the bracha. But if you're putting it on just for kavanat tzibur, then you don't have to. He then brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that in places where the custom is by Ma'ariv to put on a talis because of kavanat tzibur, and certainly this would be true on Shabbos and Yontif during Kabbalah Shabbos or the Yontif Ma'ariv, Shalom Nogu Lahakbi Shalom Lasati Petal Shal Kol. People aren't makbi not to take the Tzibur's talis. They take the Tzibur's talis, and since they're putting it on for the covenant of the Tzibur, they don't make a bracha on it. And he says only in regards to Slichos is there specifically a Chumra over here, Kivin Sheish Chashash Shema Yeshari Matalis Gam Yakash Yazman, because by Ma'ariv time, you're not going to wear it all night long and have a concern that you'll wear it the next morning. You're taking it off as soon as you go home from Ma'ariv. As soon as you're done with Kabbalah Shabbos, you're taking it off. As opposed to by Slichos, you may leave it on, and then you're going to have a problem that you should have made a bracha. And therefore, Yesh Locho Sheishkach Lo Yivarch. And there's a concern that you may forget. So therefore, by Ma'ariv, it's different than by Slichos. Then he finally brings down, Umishav of Shirusa Lokachas O Talis Shalo, O Talis Shal Kol. If you have a choice, you can take your own talis or the Tzibur's talis. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, in a sefer called Choveres Glat, which is no relation to me, she'odif she'ikach talis shel hakol v'chavi shel hazakus bo. Better in that situation not to use your own talis, but take the tzibur's talis and have in mind that you're not taking it as your talis to be mekayim any mitzvah, but you're just doing it l'kavod tzibur. Anyway, back to the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz's suggestion is el yikach talis shel chaver. Take somebody else's talis. It's not the tzibur's talis, so it's definitely not in any way that you're taking it as if it's yours. It's your friend's. He's not giving it to you. The bazel kuliyama part of mitzitzis. In that situation, while he's letting you wear it, you're not obligated in tzitzis on it, and therefore you don't make a bracha on it. V'yachavi shenot l'rach l'kavu v'lo l'kosa. And have in mind that you're not acquiring it, but you're just wearing it for kavu at tzibur. The Ramah continues and he says, the Ovel also Lord says me beso kedei likonis lebeis haknesis shmo slichos. When the Ovel doesn't have a minion in his own house and he wants to go and say slichos with the tzibur, so he shouldn't go out and say slichos during the regular weekdays. However, one exception to the rule, Novad, however, be'erev Rosh Hashanah, shemarbim slichos yochol Ovel likonis lebeis haknesis. He brings down from the Piskei Maharai that since there's so much slichos that day, and he's going to feel terrible if he doesn't say them, so therefore he's allowed to go to shul to say the slichos of the shul. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Zayin, Ovel toch yud beis chodesh al Ovel v'imo, or al toch shloshim al sharko, when we're dealing here with a person within the 12 months nebuch after they lost a parent, a mother or father, or within 30 days after they lost the other five krovim, also lavol of ne'ateva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He can't daven for the omen of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. D'ha dinam kirigolim l'chomile. They have the same halachic status as Shabbos and Yontif, where we don't allow an ovel to daven. We want somebody to simcha, and an ovel is not besimcha. However, during the slichos, avoy b'mei slichos, even afilu b'er Rosh Hashanah, v'aseres me'tshuva, during aseres me'tshuva, or on erev Rosh Hashanah, the ovel is allowed to daven for the omen, mutter. However, this is talking about when there is no regular chazan that can daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But if he's the regular chazan, or if there is no one else, or with like a chazan acher, shari, I feel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Then he can even daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mishabur continues and he says, V'chein b'yom m'shein omrim tachnun. On days that we don't say tachnun, mutul l'spal shachrus im acher yom halal. When we say halal, so he technically could daven shachrus is the ovel, although we see there are different opinions. We'll see this in Tishavut number 18. But in this situation, he shouldn't daven halal. Abu Musaf lo yisbal, but he should never daven Musaf as an oval. Chayodim adds, Chayodim kosav, kimedum mishah grua, the vilna gaon lo yamaniach lispal afilu shachas be Rosh Chodesh. He wouldn't allow the oval to daven even shachas on Rosh Chodesh, never mind not halal. Achayim, but the lek achim, but if there is no one else that's able to daven, l'kuli alba, mutal lispal afilu Musaf. Then he could daven not only shachas, not only halal, he could even daven Musaf. The issue footnote number 17 tells us, Avshir Rosh Hashanah Om Yom Kippur, Bitlu Mimenu Avelus Shol Shloshim Yom, even though now that it's Rosh Hashanah, it knocks off the Shloshim, so let the person go and daven because he's no longer in the Shloshim. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch brings down the Simon Tov Kuf Mem Ches, according to the Prima Godim, Shekivan Shadayim Midas Hadin Mesucha Lov Kol Shloshim Yom Lo Yishlich Tzibar. Even though technically the Shloshim is gone, but for the entire physical 30-day period of time, there is like a special kitrug on him. There's a special din on a person Nebuch that's in Avelus, and therefore it's not good that he should be davening for the Omud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as the Shliach Tzibur. Tishuvah number 80 brings down, Linyan Haim Ovel Yochel Lio Shliach Tzibur B'Chanukah. What about B'Chanukah? We didn't discuss that. So he brings down from Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Shloye Shliach Tzibur Gam B'Shachos. He shouldn't daven even Shachos, never mind not say Halal. And only by Mincha or Marv would he be allowed to be Shliach Tzibur. And he brings down as well over there, Shiva Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat and Lag B'Omer, other days that are minor holidays, Shein Omrim Bo M'Halal, albeit we don't say Halal on them, then the Ovel would be allowed to daven Shachos on those days. However, the Bir Halacha brings down that there are different opinions. He says on days that we basically don't say tachnun, that the ovel shouldn't be the shliach tzibur at all. Not on any of the tefillos on those days. And again, there are different poskim, different psak din on whether an ovel can daven on those days shachris or not, whether you can daven mincha marv on those days or not. Every person should follow the custom of their shul. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Ches tells us in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say a lot of slichos, who are the Erev Yom Kippurim? There are those places, especially, for example, in the German shuls, in the Yekesha shuls, so they say the same slichos that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, they say on Erev Yom Kippur. In most other Ashkenazic customs, the Erev Yom Kippur slichos are especially short. So therefore, this din wouldn't apply for Erev Yom Kippur for the very short slichos. But if it's a very long slichos, and the person is going to feel bad that he's missing out on these special slichos, so b'mokum shemar ben slichos on Erev Yom Kippur as well, so then the Ovel would be allowed to go not only Erev Rosh Hashanah, but also Erev Yom Kippur. The issue footnote number 20 brings down the Acha Shebola Beis HaKnesses slichos. Once the Ovel is already there from Shul for slichos, so the Mati Ephraim says he's allowed to stay there for the rest of the davening. However, the Makar Chaim brings down after Slichos, he should leave the shul. He doesn't have the right to be there. He should leave the shul. The Ramah continues and he says, V'yedaktiku, the Tzibur should be very careful and especially try very hard, lachzer, to go get Achar Shliach Tzibur, a chazan for Yomim Noroyim, Hayoser Hogun, the most qualified, the most expert and best chazan that they can. The best one, the most hogun, v'hayoser gadol b'Torah, and the one who is the greatest Talmud Chacham as possible, and as well with ma'asim tovim. He should have tremendous midos tovos. He should have tremendous ma'asim tovim. That's who you should try to get. She'ev shalim so she'spalu slichos v'yom ha'rum. He should be the one that you should have leading the slichos and the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening. Now, there will be other qualifications to go through in a moment. Let's look first at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Nagu lavol of Neateva parnosim umanhigim shiodim etzar ador. They try to appoint to lead the Slichos and to be the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Chazonim, people that are leaders of the community, parnosim umanhigim, that understand the tzar of the door. They're involved in all sorts of activities in the community. They know what's going on. And they understand the difficulties that the tzibur is undergoing. The Hainu Davka Shem Nemonim, but this is only if they're trustworthy, great people, Umaginim Alador, Umaruzimu'am, and they do everything to protect the door. Sometimes the leader is not much of a protection for the door. And if the Tzibur wants them, so then you need all of these characteristics as well. However, he says, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even finish the sentence. He says, nowadays, Nebuch, the leaders aren't always of that caliber. And therefore, to get around this, because if you started saying that the president of the shul should always be the chazan, so sometimes the president of the shul, the leader of the tzibur, is not going to necessarily be a good person. And therefore, it would be preferable to have the set chazan that's already picked and selected for having the qualities of a good chazan, and therefore, have him do it rather than starting to say the Parnosim and Manhigim, Shiyodim and Tzara Adar, should automatically be the Chazonim. Sivkon Yud, you should try to get the best person possible. The Chola Ozrim, the Mishmur says, Masayim L'Shliach Tzibur, Sheino Hogun. Anybody that goes and assists a non-opportune Chazon to go lead the Tzibur, Kilu Gozel Tov Ben Akol. It's as if he's stealing good from the Tzibur, because now this less than stellar person is leading them, and you hopefully going to still have a good result, but is a less of a chance that you'll have a good result than if you had the most appropriate and proper Hagun person leading the Tzibur. And such people that assist in getting a less than stellar person to be the Chazan, Basidim Litin Asadin, he brings down the Rechmon Olasan, they're going to have to answer eventually. And this is brought down in the name of the Sefer Chasidim. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Hayodea bi'atzmo sheino baki ma'od. If a person himself knows that he's really not an expert, Hayodea lishmor afilu mishkoga, and he's not careful that even he can prevent himself from doing things that are accidental sins, and l'lachlis asasmo v'vodas Hashem. He shouldn't get involved because he's not qualified, and a person who's not qualified should step aside. V'meino roi v'hogunu baki, and if a person is not an expert and he's not qualified and really not appropriate to do this, this means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to give him a chance, so to say, to do tshuva like he does with other punishments. He brings up an Elia Rabbah, they're going to be punished right away. So if a person acts inappropriately in assisting to get somebody the job as the Yomim Noroyim Davener, the Chazan, so then that's a very inappropriate thing to do, and a person will be held accountable immediately for doing so. Sivkot Yudalef. He should be a godel. The chazan should be a godel in Torah, masam tovim. V'roy, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkon Yudalef, V'roy shiyah shliach tzibur v'atokeya. The shliach tzibur, as well as the person who's blowing shofar, they should be bali tshuva gemura. They should be people that are constantly doing tshuva. Gam roy shiyomudu hakavonos me'atfilos v'atekios. And they should understand the davening. They should spend time learning the davening, what the meaning of the words are, and to understand all the halachos of the tekios and what the tekios represent. And this is brought down in the name of the Zohar, Bumi HaZohar. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'nagushimi shehischil ispalal l'skoa." Somebody that once started to be the chazan or to be the shofar blower, then afilu pamachas, if he did it only one time, ain litena mitzvah liacher. It's his unless he does something that makes himself no longer eligible, either physically or mentally or spiritually. If he does something that he no longer can do it, so then, otherwise, if he doesn't do something like that, he gets to continue doing this job. We don't take him away. We don't take away this covered that he has been zochet to get. The issue foot number 22 brings down the echad muhsat likto biyom rishon shavash hashanah v'echad muhsat biyom sheni. So you have some communities that will give out the honor to one person on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and one person on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So he brings down a whole discussion of machlokis. What happens when it's Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? So then we don't blow shofar, shev al tasi odif. And then in this situation, you only have the second day. Do we say, well, the guy that blows on the second day gets it because he always blows on the second day? Or do we say, no, the guy on the first day is the first one to blow? So if it's now only blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah being the second day that you're blowing shofar, so the guy who blows the first time should blow it. So he brings down the different opinions, Ayin Shom, the issue foot number 22. The issue foot number 23 brings down, even if somebody wasn't specifically appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur, Elo Sheikh Zekama Sman Rab, but he's been doing it every year, and nobody complained. So then we brought down in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, in Hilchas Shliach Tzibur, She'ef Shel Saku. You can't remove him, unless again he did something that makes him no longer qualified. Likewise, you can't give him less money. If he's being paid for this job, you can't like get rid of him by paying him less money. That's also awesome. Likewise, if he wants his son to assist him, so the Ramah said in Simon Nun Gimel, Shim Beno Mamali Makomo Bishar Dvarim, if his son is qualified to replace him, to take over, Af Bishain Kol Beno Ari Kishlo, even though his son's not as good as he is, so as long as his son is qualified, his son has the right to take over for him more than anybody else. However, if the father is being paid, so then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the Tzibur has the right to say no. There's also the opinion of the Torah Schaim, Shecholim HaTzibur Lomar, Shemuchonim L'Shalim Rak La'av, no, no, we're not willing to pay the child, we're willing to pay the father, we're not willing to pay the son. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'im Cholohu, if Nebuchi gets sick, V'yad HaKol, La'av HaKol, then the Tzibur is allowed to appoint somebody else. The issue footnote 24 has a discussion whether a blind person is allowed to be appointed as the Chazan or not, Ayin Shom. Mishmur continues, says, if the person who was sick got better, he gets to be back again the chazan. If a person goes to secular courts, such a person, you're not allowed to do that, so therefore he shouldn't be the chazan. Unless he did tshuva. If a person sees that he's going up to be the chazan, even though he's qualified, it's going to cause machlokes, better not to daven. Even if somebody less qualified is going to daven, don't be the cause of machlokes. Dishavut number 25 says, if a person decided one year not to daven, then the Aruch HaShulchan said, then he loses his chazaka. Dishavut number 27 says, if a person is qualified, but it's going to cause machlokas, and he steps down, he'll be greatly rewarded for not causing machlokas. With this, we conclude today's share.